Alright, welcome into Teen Talk Sports. What was the last time you heard that? Welcome to Teen Talk Sports.
See, that's nice to hear.
A new edition of Teen Talk Sports this week. It's a rare occasion. We're like, we have a website. We have a show. It's doing pretty well somehow.
Yeah.
Why don't we do another show?
We are still getting people listening to our show. I don't know if you realize this. The last show we did was April 19th. Josh will explain to you what the problems were and why we haven't really done any shows. But we're still getting listeners. So you guys must like us for some reason. We also have a new call number.
If you don't know our website, you might listen to our show. Listen to it once. You might come back to it one more time. Our telephone number, you can be on the show. This could be your show, too.
This could be our show.
We could be. This could be called the Paul,
Josh and Jesse show,
if you want to be on it. Call us up, 206-666-4249. We're the call. It's like calling the devil, right?
Yeah.
666. Just remember the devil. You think of Teen Talk Sports, you think of hell.
Yes. See, that's when I'm recording a show, I say, I'm going to go to hell with Josh this evening.
No,
that's not what you think. That's not what I think.
You shouldn't be thinking that, no.
Well, I sometimes think that, because sometimes with you, it is being in hell.
Oh,
your company. Okay. Your company isn't my most favorite thing to do. But we're back.
Teen Talk Sports, doing the show on a Sunday evening. Maybe you hear this show on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Could be a Sunday. Today's date is the
17th of June.
17th of June, the year 2007.
Just in case you didn't know what year it was, in case you just woke up from under a rock.
Now, if you want to say something on the show, you haven't heard me say this in a long time. Podcast at teenstalksports.com. Podcast at teenstalksports.com. That is the website, teenstalksports.com. Sign the guest book. Do whatever you want to do. It's Teen Talk Sports on the web.
TeensTalkSports.com. I'll put that in there.
Check us out on iTunes. Just type in sports and we'll be out more Teens Talk Sports. Subscribe to the show. And remember, folks, you're not paying. It's no commercial time. It's all free.
No.
And
if sponsors want to come in, if you want to sponsor our show, you want to give us free things, money, tickets, things like that. If you want to put, I don't mind that. I'm sure if you were to sponsor our show, I would probably be happy with that. Josh, would you be all right with that?
We'd be happy. Before we start the show, we have some like the points and things that we've noticed on the internet last couple months on the especially at home website.
Josh has wanted to do this for a little while.
TPSradio.net.
That's one site we're on.
Just check that out. TPSradio.net. You can listen to our show. You can listen to many other shows on a live show. So it's a good sports website. Listen to
if you get
podcast.
Bored of us, you can go to another one. They got a lot.
This is our 11th show. Not to be mistaken.
Number 11, lucky 11.
This is show number 11, so after listening to all 11 shows, you should have enough information.
If you started listening in January to our little pilot episode, as I like to call it, you got me making fun of, my grandma? That was a weird time, let me tell you that. We had some weird stuff with that show. I think on our closing show, we got to play moments from, our first show. And it's the first moment on air, the first moment that we hit the airwaves, the internet airwaves.
The internet. We're on your iPod.
We're on your iPod. You could be running right now. You could be on a roller coaster. You could be doing anything.
I don't think they're on a roller coaster right
now. Well, it's possible. I've listened to my iPod while on a roller coaster before. That's not unusual.
No, and you still have your iPod. But unlike your iPod, you didn't lose it in the wash.
Yes. Josh lost his iPod and phone in the wash this week.
Yeah.
Give him a hand for that.
In 1 week. Thankfully, the folks at Nextel, very nice.
Very nice
very
at
nice
Nextel.
Folks at Nextel.
Of course, I have Verizon,
since they know
the opposite.
I'm Josh from Teen Talk Sports.
Immediately, they recognize your voice.
They're
over
like,
the phone.
We're giving you another free phone because you're Josh from Teen Talk Sports, and I've got a phone. So just thank the folks at Nextel and the folks at Apple. Maybe we should give them a call. Maybe we should give them the call on the show 1 week. But this is what I want to talk about in the beginning of the show. I wanted to mention about another show on the TBS radio network. I don't know, it seems like when we stopped doing our shows, it sort of came on the air, okay? It's called the, what is it? Let me pull it up here. It's called, in no way I'm doing a plug for this show, but it's pretty bad, all right? It seems like a knockoff of our show, but with one person, okay? It's called, let me pull this up on the TBS radio network. But it's hosted by somebody who's, a little bit younger than us. He's about 14, 15 years old. Doesn't have the voice I do, of course, This voice comes by, it does not come by to many people. Well, it's called Hardball Live. Let's see, what is it called here? It's called Hardball Live, it looks like it is. Hardball Central, excuse me. Hardball Central on the TPS Radio Network. TPS Radio Network, and it has, looks like it has a host who is
maybe 12 years old.
I said 14, 15 years old. This host is, and it looks like it's like a takeoff of our show, and it's pissing me off. The kid's
name—it's getting me a little angry. When I saw it, I was not happy. Let me tell you that.
This person's name is Mac.
Mac, how are you, Mac? I didn't think Mac was a real name, but if your name is Mac,
but this show is.
No, is your mom's name Patty? Mary?
The effort is great, Mac. Man, the effort is great, but how is this not a takeoff of our show? How is this not a takeoff of Teens Talk Sports? We, as teens, we know what we're talking about. This kid seems like a pathetic piece of junk.
Well, I'm not sure if that's the nicest thing to call
him. It's not the nicest thing to call him, but you know what? We do have respect for you, Mac.
Yes. Give him the respect that he deserves. He's going out there. He's making the show. He's making it happen, but he's just intruding on our space. I don't like it. Josh and I are very protective of our work.
You know, we're going to still call ourselves the only show that teens actually know what they're talking about, and it's sports.
Yes. See, we're not changing that motto. If you listen to the first show, we're the show where teens actually know what they're talking about. Mac, I don't think he knows what he's talking about. I think he pretends like he knows what he's talking about.
And you actually have people who are in commercial radio like me. I work in the radio.
Josh does work on the radio. I'm not sure if I'm entitled to say the station exactly.
No.
I'm not?
Because we're not on three stations, actually.
Three.
But we cannot know.
W this, 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 W this, this, that, and W this, this, who.
Two FMs and 1 AM, put it that way.
All right. So it's FM, FM, AM for Josh in that respect. How about we get to some sports? I bet people are wondering, like,
why
this is Teens Talk Sports. And I'm sure the big story, Mets-Yankees Subway Series.
Mets-Yankees Subway
At least
Series.
For you, at least for me, I'm sure tonight... A lot
and maybe
of
Mac.
Maybe Mac. Maybe Mac is watching this. Because tonight, the Sunday Night Baseball with ESPN, the whole thing with that, Mets lose 8-2 in a miserable effort by the Mets. This whole... What happened? What has happened?
What's happened
with the Mets and what's happened with the Yankees?
I'm looking at the Mets dugout. I'm looking at the Yankees dugout, okay? 2 weeks ago, you're seeing faces of doubt, of despair, and people crying in the Yankees dugout.
I saw a tear on A-Rod. I swear I saw a tear.
Now you have people from the Mets crying.
Yes.
It's not the same atmosphere. It's not the same for the Mets. And I'm confused. I'm really wondering what's going on here. The bullpen letting us tonight, Sunday night, El Duque Hernandez, six names, 47 years old. We're not supposed to know that, of course, but...
No, we pretend to forget about it.
But he pitched tonight on Sunday, and not his best start, I'll tell you that. We won on Friday night, Mets-Yankees, and off
Jorge,
one home run.
It's surprising, because... We win 2-0. Still, they should be getting more than two runs. But they win with Jorge Sosa pitching. The Mets have Friday, Jorge Sosa, and then he's the fifth man. Saturday, Sunday, you have Glavin, your ace, and El Duque, your number two guy. They both pitch miserably. Both get taken out early in the game.
And both lose. I'm seeing this lack of run support. The Mets are not hitting the ball.
No. Not
I don't
at
know
all.
What it
it's
is.
Embarrassing. It's so embarrassing to be a Mets fan. I don't know why. The Mets were at the top. The Yankees were at the bottom. They switched place. It's like the Seinfeld episode, The Opposite, where George starts to do the opposite of everything, and him and Elaine switch places. He becomes very successful, and Elaine becomes a sham of a woman. I don't know if anybody understood that.
I like
Josh,
the word sham.
Josh sure doesn't understand
it. I like how you use the word sham. You see, you normally can't fit the word sham in a sentence, but you somehow did that.
Well, I appreciate that, but... It's pathetic. There's no words for how the Mets are playing right now. It's just scary. It's scary. We're going not into the All-Star break, but we're like a quarter, I want to say one-third of the way through the season. Would that be accurate?
I'd say about
that.
We're coming out on the All-Star break.
Yeah, the All-Star break's in about a month.
The Mets are still in first place, fine, but if we keep losing games. We play in Atlanta.
We're not going to be in first place for long. We got the Twins this week.
Philadelphia's coming back. It's not going to be good. We need to start hitting again. We'll end up having to sit the players down. You know, they got to buckle down. Wait till the All-Star. We get a little break then come back because we're not hitting. We're not playing to our capabilities.
Now,
Go ahead.
Omar Minaya, he was not ready for this, I don't think. He's one of the most proactive, best general...
I hate to interrupt you here, but Omar Minaya seems to know what he's doing. Like, when he takes people like Jose Valentin and people like Moises Alou, you think he's crazy. You think he's out of his mind.
But look how they do.
You know that Moises Alou is very injury-prone.
Yeah.
But when he plays, he plays. He comes to the park and he plays good baseball.
He puts in his effort. And the thing is, the Mets have been plagued with injuries this year. Chavez was a very important guy to the team. He would fill in wherever he could. In second, he was filling in for Valentin. He did a heck of a job.
In a national spot, remember any Chavez last year making the catch from the Mets did?
The Mets that turned around their entire game. Of course, we don't want to talk about what happened at the end of the game. I'm sure you all know, but...
When the St. Louis Cardinals come to Shea next week...
We're going to make fun of them, hurt them.
I don't know about hurt them. We're not going to personally hurt them.
No, hurt them mentally, I should say.
Mentally.
You understand. Mentally... harm them, but the and then like the now the thing is
get it out of there, Jesse.
Now the thing is
you can do it.
I can say it. Delgado and Beltran, the two Carloses. These guys are supposed to be the best teams, the best players on the team. They're supposed to be the go-to guys. Delgado was in the four spot for most of the year. Beltran was in the third spot. How can these guys not hit and expect to win games?
It's been like Carlos Delgado's not been hitting the whole season.
No. Well, he has his ups and downs. ups and downs.
We heard you that, Jesse.
He's had his good moments, he's had his bad, but for the most part it's been bad. Beltran has been good. When Beltran's good, he's good. When Beltran's bad, he's real bad.
Now the original year in 2005 when he came to the Mets. He was terrible.
Was
booed. People were talking him about, off. I don't want him back next year.
Trade him off.
Next year he comes back.
Eat his salary.
Next year he comes back. He has a great season last year. He starts off this season on a high note, and it's just been the Mets playing good ball up until the last 10 games. You cannot get swept, okay?
No.
You cannot get swept by any team. It doesn't matter who it is.
The Mets
cannot get swept. You always have to, if you're the Mets, you cannot lose. You cannot be swept. You have to win at least one game. We're talking about a team who gets swept by the LA Dodgers. Okay?
They get swept by the Dodgers. The series before that, they lose 2 out of 3 to Detroit. They get swept by Philadelphia.
The Detroit series was pathetic.
No, it was absolutely atrocious. I couldn't watch it. They lost a close game 7-8 on Saturday afternoon. It was an okay outing. It was just back and forth on that game. But that Sunday game, 7-15? Are you kidding me?
15-7, the Mets lose. The Mets come back. You know, they win in the first game with Detroit. You know, maybe you think they get swept by the Phillies. It's a big turnaround. Mia, they win against Detroit, a team which was in the World Series last year, played terribly, horribly against St. Louis, which personally did not, I think, even though I'm a Met fan, you should know did not deserve to make the World Series. Wild card team did not deserve to make the World Series. And don't turn this one around and be like, the Mets didn't deserve to make the World Series in 2000 when they were the wild card team. Nothing to do about that. And another thing that's pissing me off, I want to get out right now.
Yeah, go for it.
When I'm hearing, we're in this Subway Series mode here. When we get to the rest of baseball, we'll touch some basketball, maybe some NHL for all you, all five of you, okay? Okay,
nice.
No, it pisses me off. This is what it is. When I'm listening to people talk about the Mets and the Yankees, right?
Yep.
People will say the Yankees are better because they won 26 World Championships.
Oh, are you going to start with this? Oh, this is
okay.
The worst.
Now, let me get to telling you this, okay? And if you want to dispute this with me, I'm ready. Give me a call, 206-203-0033. 206 with a devil, I forgot. Devil number, 206-666-4249, 206-666-4249.
Hell, just remember, H-E double hockey stick, you got the number.
H-E double hockey stick. Wait, that was that, fourth grade?
The last time I heard that was on Bill Cosby, Kids Say the Darndest Things. I swear, where do I come up with these things? Josh, keep talking before I do something stupid. Go.
Well, don't have Jesse say the darndest things. We need something like that, right?
Yes.
We need a soundboard or something, right?
Yeah, that would be too much. Too much.
That'd be money. Yeah. We don't like to spend money. Yeah, we have a website. That was donated.
Well, we did buy our website. We're not going to disclose the full amounts of financial expense at our part, But let's just say it was not a financial gain. It was a financial loss, however minute it may have been.
Now, this is Teen Stalkers, boys, but, you know, it's almost like a hot talk show. You know,
a hot talk show?
Hot talk is a format, like hot free FM. Like
no,
free FM.
Hot talk is for with hot people? Is that what it is?
That's why we're on radio and not on TV.
Yes, we are on radio. You have the one little picture of us. That's our picture. I don't know if you can read that. That's a very small picture.
We're like the junk free FM brand by CBS Radio. We're like one of their unsuccessful talk formats, like Opie and Anthony and Ron and I like Ron and Fez. The radio chick is pretty
Fez.
Bad.
Ron and Fez. Oh, gosh.
I like Ron and Fez. Ron and
can't
Fez
can't even
funny.
Listen to them. They're disgusting.
We're not Howard Stern.
No, we're not. We're no Howard Stern. No. Howard Stern's the king.
No, king of all media, not exactly anymore.
Well, what about Imus? Was Imus the king
I love
of all
Imus.
Media? Are we going to go into an... You had a point. We diverged away from this point. I don't know how we got back to the point where we are. But all I know is that you wanted to talk about the Yankees.
Okay, yeah, I did want to talk about the Yankees a minute ago. I wanted to talk about how the Yankees and all these Yankee fans are all crazy. Oh, and anybody who's a Yankee fan or likes the Yankees or Yankees, like to say that, ooh, the Yankees are a better team because we won 26 World Championships. Hey, buddy.
Yes.
I'm not talking to you there. This is the past, okay? That's the past, okay? 26 World Championships, maybe in 1943. Maybe in 1990. Maybe in 1998. But we're in 2007 right now, okay, buddy? We're in 2007. Now you tell me, okay, we're looking at numbers right now. In the last week and a half, 2 weeks, the Yankees are a better team. But right now, the Mets are a better team. Right now, I'm taking Jose Reyes over Alex Rodriguez. Over Derek Jeter right now. You got to take him over him. Look at him. Still on bases. Reyes not here to hit you home runs every time, but he will get on the...
He's not there for home runs. Remind
he will get on...
He's not there for home runs.
He will,
he's there he will, for triples. He's there for getting on base.
He will get on base, and he'll be a great leadoff hitter. That's what he is.
No, that's what... A-Rod... it's kind of an unfair comparison. A-Rod what's his face? Reyes. They're two different players, but if you're going to take it for power, you go with A-Rod. But you can't dispute that. A-Rod's been hitting home runs this season. He hit one tonight. A monster shot, actually. But if you take an
overall player,
A-Rod, he draws so much attention to himself. Jose Reyes shows up every day, no problem. He's a little injury prone, but so is everybody.
Only problem is he can't speak English.
Only thing. But A-Rod can speak English, especially to his female companions, if you understand what I mean. That's another thing that was angering me a little bit. A-Rod in the news this week, last week, for being a player, if you want to put the A at the end of player. I don't know what's going on with this guy. Stick with your wife, stick with your girlfriend, whoever she is, and stop having your little rendezvous. Worry about the Yankees. That should be your biggest concern right now. Even though, I love how Yankee fans, you guys are still very far back in the standings. However good you may be doing now, the Red Sox are doing just as well as you. They may be losing a couple games, but they're still very, very far ahead of you. And there's nothing that you can do about that except you gotta win double them. There's not that many games in the year. You gotta, these Yankees.
Teen Talk Sports, teensocksports.com.
What are you cutting me off there?
Teensocksports.com.
Oh, Josh just cut me off there.
You just ramble on.
Well, I'm just saying the Yankees are 8.5 games back. However it may be, Mets are 1.5 games up.
Oh, but you know what? We can't lose them. We're against Minnesota, and Minnesota is, I'm not gonna say they're the best team in the league. But I will say that they show some power. Torii Hunter, they've got decent pitching.
They are 5.5 games back, though, but they're a great team. They're in a hard division.
Well, Cleveland has a great team this year, full of young players, which is a great team for the future. And
Detroit
great
coming off the World Series loss. But
I do not like Detroit this year, okay? Do not pick Detroit going to the playoffs. Do not pick Detroit going anywhere near the World Series. I pick Detroit being flat after the All-Star break, they'll be flat.
It could be. It's very possible that it may be. Are we going to go to something else? You want to go to basketball?
You got to ask me what I want to do. Well, let's congratulate the San Antonio Spurs.
The Spurs on their mauling
Well, you know,
is mauling a good word totally, of the Cavaliers?
It was a totally pathetic World Series. Cavaliers not deserve to get there. It should have been Detroit, and you and me both know that. It was pathetic. It was boring. And if you saw the TV ratings, they were pathetic.
Well, the finals were not as hyped up as the... I think more people watched America's Got Talent than the finals. Nobody wants to watch basketball. The basketball season, to me, is a little too long. The playoffs take too long. We're in the middle of June. Basketball is no longer existing. I liked basketball in December. I liked basketball in January, going to Madison Square Garden, watching the Knicks.
See, our problem is we're Knicks fans. That's our problem. We're Knicks fans.
Yeah. That we shouldn't even be alive. We're Knicks fans. We should be wiped off the face of the planet after what we've been through. But the Cavaliers did not... I was not expecting them to win the series.
Cavaliers did not win the series.
No, I was not expecting them to, and they didn't. My favorite moment of the week for me, actually, I was watching Leno. His monologue, he said LeBron James was having back problems this week. Yeah, apparently he was getting tired because he was carrying the entire team on his back. And I could not have said it better.
Leno pisses me off. Leno is a card reader. He reads off cue cards.
I hate to say this, so does everybody else in television.
No.
Who doesn't?
No, you know,
people in sitcoms, they don't.
Not everything. If there's no cue card in front of Jay Leno, he cannot be funny. He cannot be funny. There's no cue card in front of him. He's not a funny guy. He's not as funny.
So then, who doesn't have a cue card?
Letterman does not read everything. Have cue cards. But his cue cards.
I'm leaving.
I really enjoy on Leno. And Leno cannot interview either. He cannot interview. It
no,
is atrocious.
You can't argue that. He can't interview. Clearly cannot interview.
It is the only thing I enjoy. I really enjoy is headlines Monday nights, which used to be on Mondays and Thursday nights.
It used to be Monday, Friday.
Mondays, Thursdays. Doesn't matter.
I know, apparently they weren't getting enough feedback. Josh and I actually saw there was an advertisement for a blender, but it was the blinder.
Did send it in. Has not been aired.
It has not been aired yet, but of course, as we know, it will be aired. You know, in the coming weeks. So watch for that, Josh from New York,
Josh.
With his blinder. Not blender. It's blinder. There's an I instead of an E. I don't know if you understood the joke. Apparently nobody else did except for me. Whatever.
Making the show a little bit smaller on your iPod today. The 25-minute show? That oh, you want to go the full 30 minutes?
I say, you know, whatever you want, Josh. It's your decision. We usually go 30, maybe 25. We're a little tired. See, after we haven't really done a show in a little while, so we're not used to it at this point. You got to warm up, slow baby steps. Maybe we should have done a 5-minute show. Crammed it all into one little compact show.
What we're going to try to do, since it is the summer, we're going to do a sports update. What we're going to do is we're going to do a sports update maybe once a week and then have a show.
Yeah.
You know, either Jesse or me will recap what's going on during the week of sports. And then you can chime in if you want to or read some of your comments. A little bit more like a sports update is what we'll do right in the middle of the week.
10-15-minute show, nothing big.
Not 10, just maybe 2-3 minutes.
2-3 minutes,
It'll come up on your iPod. You get a little bit of recap of what we think. You know, if you like our insights.
If you try
Jesse's dad and Jesse's grandma.
If you're in the office, in the office, you want to sound smart with your sports, I don't mind you copying what we say. As long as you're not Mac, you don't have to copy what we say.
Yeah, anything that Max says the turn on this show, we want money for.
No, if you want to sound like an intellectual such as us, repeat what we say, listen, get your insight.
Mac, you always spent $100 now.
So there you go, whatever. It'll be fun. These little sports updates, I like it. It's I don't know if you've noticed, it's hard for Josh and I to get together.
That sounded real nice.
Well, you know what I mean, Josh. They found out about us. It's hard for us sometimes, you know, living apart. I mean, it's a big city, but it's a big city, if you know what I mean.
It's a big city. One lives in Midtown, one lives in the West Side. We're not exactly going to point out who lives where, so... No, we're not exactly going to point out who lives where, so no one has to start stalking us. Yeah, I know how the rest goes.
I think you understand.
And don't forget, you got to call us up, okay? 206-203... 206-203-0033.
Josh, can you relax?
206-666-4249.
Remember the devil, I'm telling you. You stick with that.
You remember the devil, you stick with us. TeenSalkSports.com. Have a great week, y'all.
Bye-bye.